What do you consider the minimal basic or workup for a patient with MDS or suspected MDS?
There is a standard workup, and it includes, in my opinion, a bone marrow aspiration, a bone marrow biopsy, cytogenetics. Of course, this is all based on some abnormalities in the peripheral counts, but that will be the minimal workup. And I think that with that workup, you have most of the information you will need right now to properly stage a patient with myelodysplastic syndrome.
Let's talk a little bit about the building blocks of therapy that we do have available right now, what the research is that's behind it, and what's come out in the last year that's related to that. And you go through that in the paper, and then we can kind of get to how you make decisions in individual patients. Can you kind of review where we're at in terms of the available treatment options?
Right. So the way we, and this goes back to the algorithm, the way we approach this is basically by determining what is the risk of the patient. So we divide patients into lower risk, higher risk. Lower risk will be low intermediate one by the IPSS, although I have to tell you that we're starting to put, for instance, our low risk model in this equation, and that was not on the paper. Higher risk patients are easy to identify. There will be people with intermediate two or high risk disease, or a way to summarize this will be patients with more than 10% blast in their bone marrows. That said, for instance, the global model from the MD Anderson or this WPSS may allow you actually to put actual numbers on a particular patient because outcomes may be different depending on the age of the patient, different cytogenetic components, etc. But as a generalization, still we will go through IPSS lower, higher.